Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, chicas. 702, can you hear me, darling? Am I coming in? Hold on, I want to make sure I can get in here. Wrong one. All right, hold on. All right, let me move. I'm probably coming in, but I can't get the keyboard. And I want the keyboard for tonight. Yes, I do, because we are getting ready to talk it out, honey. Some of this just a foolishness going on. And how we're going to use hold on. Let me get to... Goodness, it's freezing. I gotta get out. If this isn't a good area, I have to go to where a good area is. Hold on, we get ready to start. Hello. Walking into the house. I try to go outside the house so folks won't hear me talking, but I'm just have to go into my room. Oh, it looks like folks done went to bed early, so I'm good. All right, hold on, y'all. We'll make sure I'm coming in. Now let me go back to the studio. I think I'm coming in now. 804, can you hear me, sis?
Yes. Clearly. You were clear before.
Okay. I just couldn't see and hear y'all, so I wasn't sure. All right. Thank you, lady. Okay, y'all. We're going to have a teaching on perspective tonight, and we're going to finish the questions tomorrow. I don't think we finished the questions. Do you, 804, did we finish the questions? I don't remember us finishing the questions.
No, we ran off on a tantrum. No. At least I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. So we'll finish the questions tomorrow. Tonight's class, though, is going to be on perspective. And we're going to bring the jesters in for this one because that's how I gained perspective. I started to, you know, just to realize and accept that they were not the symbols or the status of wealth and of success for the average black woman or for the average black person. Okay. And I'm, you know, I like sometimes to go backwards to go forward. So let's do that. So I can tell you, you know, why I'm even thinking about this. Okay. In our community, we already know, we don't have a lot of images that project success or prosperity, longevity, legacy, health. Now, what I didn't know that I know now is that the reason why we seek those images is because of the occult, is because of how the universe has been constructed on this side. I don't know about everything place else, but on earth. Images are one of the languages of communication with supreme force, supreme divine intelligence. So symbols, signs, numbers, and sounds. So I didn't know, like a lot of people, you know, don't know, and I damn sure didn't understand why images mattered so much, why I would believe it if I saw it. I didn't put belief first. What I know now is the correct way to manifest. I put me having to see things first. That is, again, it's not right or wrong. It's just how you start off. It's how you, as a child, and as a, you know, an infant, toddler, adolescent, how you learn to identify things. You identify the image of something. So there's nothing wrong with it. But again, it's immature. It's a child. As you grow up and as you go through the stages of development correctly, you find out that there was a lot of mechanisms that went in to give you that image that you think is just there. And the more and more you advance and cultivate yourself and continue to seek what you are in your highest expression as a human being, you start going even past the mechanics into the thought, into the energy of the mechanics that ended up giving you the solid in the physical realm that you identify with. Unfortunately, a lot of us have not had a productive, moving and shifting through, sifting through the development stages. We have not. Some of us don't even know what they are. Some of them are. Some of y'all are just now even hearing about them when I talk about them. So, and there are stages of development. I mean, it's everything just moves. You don't stay a baby forever. So, we still have a very infantile way of viewing things. Our perspective on life is still very infantile. And we don't, of course, want you to hear any of that. We want, you know, to be just like an infant child, hard-headed as hell, and have temper tantrums and just, you know, whatever I want I should have. But what that does is, again, it puts you in a state of arrested development. And that's where a lot of us are going to stay and die. And that's just the truth. Of course, those that get some sense or start trying to question the images, you know, they find out what I eventually found out, what some of you all have found out, and what some of you all are learning, that it's a trick bag. It's, you know, everything that looks one way isn't one way. But you have modeled your life after. And again, it's not a bad thing. That's how we communicate. That's how we identify. That's just not the only way. So for us, the majority of blacks in the black, in all black communities, we put a lot of stock and a lot of importance in how things look. Too much importance. We don't, you know, bring the middle. We don't question the mechanics, how the chicken got on the table. And we damn sure don't go into what the essence of something is before it was a chicken or an egg. What it wasn't thought before, it was formed, and the mechanics that brought it into formation. We don't think about that. We don't think about that at all. So having a infantile mind as an adult, looking at life through the perspective of a child in an adult body, in an adult world, is not productive. It's not productive. And it doesn't matter how much you want it to be productive. It doesn't matter how much you, you know, have your damn temper tantrums and every damn thing else. Again, you're going to stay where you're at. You're going to die where you're at. It's not, it's just simply not productive. You can't wish it away. you can't wish it to you. You need a whole lot more if you're talking about doing wish magic. You damn sure better know the mechanics if you're talking about wish magic. But it's unproductive. And what I've found out is that not only is it unproductive for you to idolize any image, but it's doubly unproductive because a lot of these images are not real. My goodness. So you're screwed, you know, doubly. They're not real. They're not what successful people actually look like. It's not real. So again, that's why it's a trick bag. It's a whole bunch of like images and image magic and only communicating with life force and with other people based on what things look like is a trick bag, and it's a damn big bag of damn trick. That's exactly what it is. When you only want something because you see it, and you see someone else have it, like, it's not enough. It's good for inspiration. It'll spark the fire, but it won't flame it. It won't fan the flames. So, again, it's okay, but to continue to model your life and your behaviors only after what you see is immaturity, and it's not going to carry you the full way, and it's damn sure not going to keep you there. It is a powerful inspiration. Yes, it is. And that's all it is. If you do not go into the mechanics or into the ether of it, then what happens is you stay worshiping the image. You stay working the image. You worship and you work for it. And that's where a lot of us were bound. That's where I was bound. That's where some of us are still bound. Working to get an image of a thing. Working to have a certain lifestyle based on an image of a thing. Because you saw this person with it or that person with it. Again, it's not sustainable. You're stuck in the vain worship of it, and you're stuck in the working for it. When in actuality, it ain't nothing like you're thinking at all. It's nothing like the it's none of that. And these wizards know it. And that's why they give you the fake form of the image of the idol so that you can perpetually stay working and worshiping it. They know you will never get it. The majority of people will never crack this code. They'll never say, okay, what's really going on? How did the chicken get on table? They know the majority of people are never, they're going to stay in the inspirational, motivational high of what things look like. It's a powerful strategy on their part to give everybody the image of stuff. It's very productive strategy. It's a lie, manipulation, but it don't matter. It works. And I got caught up in it big time. That's why the song Walk Quab is my favorite song. I got caught up in it big time. And ended up losing stuff twice because I was believing in what things looked like and what I wanted it to be. In our community, and not just our community, but in our community mainly, those that hold the most power over the images are the jester class. They are the entertainment class. And none of us can say that we are exempt their influence. Not at all. And again, it's not 100% a problem. But not at all. We are all and have been all influenced by what some celebrity has said. what some celebrity has shown, some insight or some wisdom or some guidance that came from someone that we idolized on the damn TV. I saw two things. I saw these various posts about Oprah supposedly coming out against, you know, some Me Too stuff. And it's been, I'm pretty sure y'all probably seen it too. And it's been cycling. It's been cycling. 50 Cent, Russell Simmons, it's been cycling. And I'm amazed at still, like, I'm just amazed at how they're still able to run this damn trick bag and get people's emotional and mental psychic energy involved. It's just amazing to me. It's amazing that they can keep giving you the same damn story over and over and over, that they can keep bringing life to their agendas by telling people what they want to hear, giving the oppressed and the suppressed an outlet based in an image, based in a documentary. I'm just amazed at this witchery. I'm just amazed at it. And then this other video that is making around is showing Jay-Z and Kanye West supposedly. Well, it's not even a video. It's a damn article showing that, you know, they were at 50, P. Diddy guy, Sean Puffy Combs' 50th birthday party, and they, you know, so-called, you know, shook hands or spoke or whatever, and that this battle between them for resources, for intellectual property, for resources, has been squashed, which is a lie, but that, you know, that someone told them that they put it behind them and went on about their business, when all you could have done was still look at, do a Google search and more into that if that's what you want, and see all of the other images of Jay-Z's body language. Because, see, again, that's a symbol too. And know that he wasn't for none of that bullshit. He didn't even want to be there. He didn't want to go. Like, you. And in one instance, there's a video of him taking a camera away from someone, protecting his wife. And then in the same image, the wife kind of patting away, you know, what just happened. Like your husband said no, and you still want to be, you know, I guess, not mean or something. I don't know what that mess is. But, again, people circulating it. And ladies, it has been evident to a lot of us for a very long time that none of them care anything about you as an individual. Nothing. They care nothing about it. Nothing. Michael Jordan doesn't care them folks standing outside that damn long ass line to get them damn Jordan. Ladies, they went on. They've been on. Like, they don't care. And we emulate and want the image of what they, quote unquote, represent of success. But yet we forget. This is amazing to me. We forget or just lie to ourselves that they are all cutthroat. They're cutthroat. And they will cut the throat of anyone that gets in their way. They went against their own. One of them don't even get along, don't even like home mama. Like, are we forgetting? Again, perspective. When you are unbalanced in your elements, when you're not able to shift through the pattern of development, and again, you sit in arrested development, you're looking at something that you probably need to be feeling about, or you're feeling about something that you probably need to really be objective and ground in. Like your elements are off. You're not using your faculties as a cohesive unit. It's not flowing. So it's easy to lie to you. It's easy to, you know, promise you things. It's easy to tell you what you want to hear in the hopes of you still giving away some form of your resource, regardless if it is money, if it is your time, if it is your physical body being somewhere. Doesn't matter if it's just psychic or emotional energy. Like, it's all feeding everything else, and that thing that you're feeding would never feed you. Would never feed you, ever. I saw another post of on Bravo TV, Andy Bitch asked, watch what happens live. I've never liked him since he tried to throw Mama Joyce under the bus. He didn't throw his damn Jewish mama up under the damn bus when the Jewish mama asking for money and resources. I bet you wouldn't say that to that Jewish mama, the same shit that you said to Mama Joyce, Candy's mama. No, you wouldn't have. But nonetheless, there was Kenya Moore on it. Let's see if I can find it and post it. And a woman from the Married to Medicine franchise named Quad. And people were calling. They let them on that Bravo Watch What Happens Live. You know, they let some of the fans. I can find it. Yeah, hold on. I'm finna post it in the group. They let some of the fans call, you know, because they are both on reality shows that need the energy of other people. But they let them call. I just posted. And I'm watching how they're reacting to the people that are calling. One of the men said, you know, was very happy. He met her at, he met Kenya at this BravoCon thing, I guess, that they just had. I don't know what it is, some type of get together or whatever. And he said, I twirled for you. Like, you could tell that he was saying that and said his name in the hopes that Kenya would remember him. Kenya gave no type of image, symbol, indication that she had. This man adores Kenya. Adores her. Kenya could give two fucks. Like, it's amazing to me that human development is still stunted to the point of only seeing what you want to see, like believing what people show you. It's amazing. And we as Black women do it, and we do it on levels that are just damn insidious. We Black women are so hurt that they followed a sex trafficking agenda for the past month, didn't question why it's being pushed. No. Just talked about it, shared it, made posts in their feelings about this shit. Because they're hurting somewhere else, feeling abandoned somewhere else. Some of us have been, you know, sexually traumatized. Identifying with sex trafficking. What in the fuck does your sexual abuse have to do with fucking sex trafficking? This is what we did. We gave our energy to that shit. We didn't address it once and let it go. No, we kept talking about it. Not questioning anything. And now it's crickets. Because a black girl done been exposed as a damn liar. So, I mean, what we going to do with that? See, how do we feel now that basically everything that you gave your psychic energy and your emotional energy to now does not matter? It fed something else. Now you are still back to looking like the fool liar that everybody believes that you are. No question of the agenda. Why is this being brought up all of a sudden? Ladies, one reason why my craft is strong, my life is semi on path the majority of the time, and my business is over 15 years strong is because I can call out a pattern. It's what y'all call the trend. I can see it. I can see it. I question everything to the point of sometimes I'm goddamn paranoid. And I don't even hit it right every time. But I can tell and sense when some shit is off. And that is because my eyes are different. My eyes are different. I don't just look at an image. I dissect it. I go into the mechanics of it and then into the ether. Why in the fuck does it exist? What is the first and the goddamn second cause behind this shit? What it has done is helped me to play this strategy game on the side of the victor. Because the victim is always looking for an image, a person, a place, or thing to come and help it, save it, rescue it. The victim is looking for any identity outside of victim. So any image that looks like it is moving, upward mobile, healthy, I'm attaching to it, not knowing that they're still being conditioned to work and worship the victim narrative. That image is only an image. You will never get access to the mechanics, and you will never get access to the etheric. You will never get it. And it was set up that way. They don't want you in there. They don't want you in there. I stopped trying to be a part of other people's alliances, and I created my own. Now, I connect to alliances. That's just association. But that, again, from a strategist standpoint, is something completely different. I'm not connecting to any association because I need the image. I need the emotional fulfillment. I don't. To have it is a blessing, to you know, especially if it's authentic. To be around other like minds and other like spirits is a blessing, but I will disconnect from every last one of them motherfuckers. It doesn't got, no, because I'm not going down with the agenda ship. The princessa is a selfish bitch. You got to be about yourself, ladies, because you will miss when the agenda shifts, and your ass will be the goddamn collateral damage. No, I stopped looking for other people to bring me into their groups and created my own. I told one of my mentees this week, like, you know, it's okay to go to the meetup. If that's where you are, go to the meetup.com. But eventually, you need to be the one orchestrating the meetup. Eventually, you need to stop always trying to find your place in someone else's organization, creation, and create your own. And then invite people into yours. And if you're wise and you care about those people, you will help them to start creating their damn own. So y'all just have a great damn big old conglomerate. But damn, always trying to find where you fit in. It's a time and place. This motherfucker that was a pedophile. Folks trigger because all of these people, these jesters, whites too, all these jesters trigger because all of these people that they like and love have been at their parties. Of course they were. You're triggered. Why? Because now you see the image? No. If you were paying attention, you would have known all them motherfuckers was together the whole time. Anyway, there's no way he could have made it that big and that successful without them. No, the princess has a different vantage point. She has a different perspective. She looks at things differently, ladies. She honors the glamour of the image. Then she goes behind it. You got to go behind. Hold on, let me write this. I gotta write a note. Ladies, you gotta be careful. You don't want to get caught up in this shit, ladies. You don't want to get caught up in it because, again, it keeps you continually working for this idea of a life and a lifestyle that don't exist. No, it exists in your mind. Them people don't live like that all the time. They're not partying all the time. They're not on the yacht all the time. They don't look good and dressed up all the time. They may not be brushing their teeth for days. You have no idea. You have an idea in your head based on an image that they gave you. You have no clue. You really don't know. And again, that's not a bad thing. You don't have to know. You're not supposed to be mirroring everything off of them anyway. You have to be careful. Ladies, very, very, very careful. And this is why it's important to go into the questions so that you can get clarity, crystal clear, about the lifestyle that you want. The lifestyle that you want to create for yourself. Again, if you take it as inspiration, that's okay. But trying to mirror it, you're sticking in fantasy. It's not productive. I went out today, and because Victoria's Secret had a like $20 off 50 or something when you bought something. And earlier, and my friend told me that they had a rose gold jewelry box. And y'all know I went and got it. And got that $20 off. And as I was coming back to the house, my mind went to Christmas, you know, because it's Christmas, you know, decorations and stuff everywhere. But my mind went to these Christmas decorations. And I said to myself, I have had 43 Christmases. What does that mean? I ain't even went into it. But coming out of there with that bag, and it was the last one too, haha. And looking at those Christmas decorations, seeing, like, you know, the families and the kids and, you know, holidays, this and all that stuff, my mind just went to, you've had 43 Christmases. And I was thinking that all of my drive back, like, what does that mean? Like, not the holiday. That's just, you know, what they use to cover the real witches holiday. Santa Rebbe on you. That's what they, not the holiday, but what the image of the holiday, what the holiday has become. Because it's damn sure, they're not telling you it's pagan origins and God is origins. They're not saying any of that. But what it has become, a symbol of giving, Jesus, goodwill toward men, commercialization, Santa Claus, like that's the images. And I've had 43 years of those images, 43 years. And ladies, I can bank this. 70 to 80% of the people out shopping came from a family of consumers and shoppers at Christmas too. They did not create anything. They didn't create anything to offer, create anything to sell. They didn't do any of that. They just went and shopped. I can bank that 70 to 80% of everybody still going crazy about Christmas, buying for Christmas, triggered by them Black Friday sale, got to get all of this stuff. That those 70 to 80% of the people out here are consumers. They have not went into the mechanics, and they damn sure have not went into the ether of anything. They just want the new thing, the nicest thing, some socks or pajamas that they could have gotten throughout the damn year. I bank that. This is a very consumer-based holiday. That's the image of it, hidden under gift giving. And again, I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. Participate all you want. But you got to start going past it, ladies. Why would you want to be a consumer for 43 years? 43 years of giving your money to other people's brands? Really? Why do you even think that that's okay? Why is the image of that still able 43 years later to influence you? You're not out here trying to align with the sigils for prosperity. No, you're out here just getting something because you've been, the symbol has conditioned you to do it. No, it's really interesting to sit back and look at this stuff with objective eyes. It really is. Knowing that some of these folks gonna take half of the stuff back and get their money back. Knowing that some of them are going into debt. See, I stopped it a long time ago. That's why I didn't talk about it. Are gonna go into debt to give their children these things. Like, my goodness. Instead of having the best of both worlds, creating something to offer, to give, to sell, and also at the same time participating in the cycle of selling and offering and giving. Why not do both? No. But then set a New Year's resolution about a business, about a brand, and about a relationship that you want. It makes no sense. When you put your money in some trinket stuff instead of some therapy, some mentorship, or something connected to you, your body, your personal growth, that will prepare you for that relationship you want. No, you didn't do that. I caught myself in it years ago. That's why I stopped it when my children were younger. I created a whole another life based on a different type of image. And the image that I saw of people that, you know, just were relaxing and that, you know, I was noticing them on the holidays. You know, they just were normal, like there were any other day. And someone would tell me that, and I would say, like, happy holidays, you know, just following in a line with what I was supposed to say. And I will never forget, this one guy said, every day is a holiday. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. No, it's these images. If I'm going to follow any damn image, it's going to be the image of money. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be the image of Franklin. But these other, like, ladies, y'all got to think about this shit. Y'all got to start tweaking your perspective on what you are identifying with as success, because it makes no sense for you to work toward an unattainable goal. Whatever your goal is, make sure that it is connected to what you want. Again, use any image or symbol to, you know, inspire you, but bring it back to you. What is it that you want? Get clear on why you're doing it. Then your strategies will be far more effective than continuing to work for something you see somebody else got. No, why do you want it? Ladies, it shifts. Oh, my goodness. It shifts your priorities like nobody's business, and it shifted mine. Yes, I want friendship. I want XYZ, and I want it to look like this. I don't want it based on this pop-and-bottle lifestyle that I saw coming up as a teenager. That's what I wanted in the beginning. But again, as I got stronger and sat and kicked my ass and I became what I am, I found out that they didn't have it, that was a damn video and it was all a damn lie. And I spent years working for it, praying for it, believing for that lifestyle, a pop bottle lifestyle. I knew nothing about the people that actually produced the bottles. You popping them, they making them. Which one of them is sustaining? Which one can you bank on? I can bank on popping my own bottle. That I'm gonna be longer in the game than just having a bunch of friends to take a picture on Instagram and say that I pop bottles straight. Again, but that's what happens. They keep us working and worshiping that shit. And you go to work just to do it again. You work your business just to do it again. You're working your laws and your friendship just to do it again. You suck and dick and eat pussy just to get another high, just to do something else, image, lifestyle based. It ain't worth it. That is not this path. This path is mirrored after the seasons. It's mirrored after the cyclic seasons. We want to do it again and again and again and again and again. And for that, you need structure. You need algorithm. You need flow. You need strategy. And you're not going to get any of that worshiping an image alone. You must go behind it, ladies. You must go behind it. Oprah done had over 50 damn turkeys. And folks believe in damn scarcity. How do you believe in scarcity and your idol shows you the turkeys and the holidays that she has had for over 50 years and you still struggling? No, you haven't went behind her image. You haven't went into the mechanics of what Oprah and Oprah's brand is. You're still glamored by a pretty table and a big bird. You got to go behind the image, ladies. You got to go behind the image. press star one. Anybody wants to say anything? If not, that's us, and we're getting up out of here. Tomorrow, we will talk and finish the questions. Hold on, let me reset . 252, and then I'm coming to 804. 252, your mic is open.
I only wanted to say one thing. When I first saw the image of the four of, like, with Pharrell and Kanye and the Jay-Z person, all of them together, I noticed his body language was pretty bad. It was, like, you know, tolerant, like, you know, I got to be here. But what I loved was the picture they had all their net worth. And I said, if I was worth $1 billion, I wouldn't want to be hanging around these slummers myself. He was slumming. I think Kanye's worth like $150 million, and he's worth $1 billion, and he's worried about a beef. What beef is there? So that's my only comment about, I mean, you know what I mean? It's kind of like he's not even, his conversation ain't even the same, but because they have more money than the people that are following them, they think that they can all talk the same language. I mean, mm-hmm. Even him and Diddy can't even have the same conversation. Diddy is now being recorded with a mentor, you know? Most people don't even want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I just heard a conversation about the woman who coached Tony Robbins, all the big ballers, including your president.
Wow.
There's 1 degree of separation on that. And this was coaching 20 years ago. Okay?
Of course
it
was.
And it
wasn't... Wow. 20 years ago.
And he was out of control then. But the deal is, you want to be in those circles, you want to be with those people. They have systems in place to course correct you, even when you got all that money. And you're talking about people putting money in, investing in themselves. They're not going to do it, but they want to ball out.
That's a good point. Okay, now why ain't these black folks called out Diddy for having this white man mentor? See, this is why I'm telling y'all about these gestures. Like, and it's not, it's anything that we idolize like this. And like right now, you see all of them, even Jaden and them coming out telling stuff, but they said nothing when folks worship and idolize them as relationship goals. People stayed in dysfunctional relationships because of them.
Mm-hmm.
No,
and these people get therapy.
Why the niggas ain't saying nothing about Diddy's white mentor? But you know, we supposed to be powering to the people.
Mm-hmm. And they all get therapy because everybody talks about, yeah, we had to go talk to somebody. And everybody thinks going over to the pastor gonna help you. Hell to the nah. Okay, he's not invested in the success of your relationship because he don't have no skin in the game except for what you give him. Your tithes and offerings or whatever. And people think that that's the same equivalent of having a spiritual advisor. Hell no, it's not. We're not, when we think about, just a perfect example, when my very first successful business, when I was wedding planning for people, I started that primarily to serve black brides. They deserve as much money and as debt they go in. They deserve to have a well-produced event. And what was the problem? Everybody knew more. They didn't even know what the questions to ask when you finally do get to the higher-end venues. They didn't know the type of reasons why people do certain things the way that they do, but then you're still running that down and totally wanting to spend outrageous amounts of money that will cause that blessed marriage to go into divorce because you still ain't paid off the wedding 5, 6, 7 years later. You're still not on course with, oh, we're married,
wow.
Now we have a house, now we have a children, but see, all these things that we put our eyes on, there's other support systems in place. We hear about public relations. The biggest part of public relations is crisis management. You go into your career with the understanding that somebody's gonna come sue you, somebody's gonna say something wrong. Do you have a plan to correct that? Hell no, you don't. Because you done bought all your mom and them houses, you done bought all of them. But when you hit that wall where you don't have no more money, now everybody has something to say. Do you have a system in place to check that ass? No. So I'm saying that even in the highest echelons, they have people in place, they have handlers, all of that in place. Why? So that you can keep that system running, so that that quote-unquote the rules of engagement are always going to be at least as much in alignment as possible. So that's it for me. Like I said, I just saw Diddy and all of them standing there, and I just said, Jay-Z is swimming tonight. So that was it for me.
804, your mic.
Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to, one of the first things that you spoke on when you started the call was the fact that the majority of black, and I'm going to steal this saying from this guy who said he doesn't like to say black community because that seems poor. So he says he uses black society. So I'm definitely going to steal in that. From black society is that there's very limited imagery of successful black people outside of the entertainment field. So my thing is, and with me working with people, when I hear, especially young people, when you ask the question and asking them how has they helped you, they believe that they have. They believe that these celebrities have helped them, give them recognition because they've been so deep in the belief that they are of no value. The songs that are sung, they believe represents them. And they believe it more than the celebrity, of course, because, again, we know the celebrity is using it to get what it is. You teach us to win. So how am I supposed to, in my many ways of helping or assisting, to get them to recognize the game when they really believe they have nothing at all? I understand, and, you know, I don't have any problems with celebrity because, to me, they're helping me. They're living their life, and they're making the mess ups, so I can see, so I don't do it. I have no problem with them. They do what they're supposed to be doing. But we have so many, especially the young, because all they know is celebrity. They don't know, whereas some of the other generations, they had other blacks to look upon that were not necessarily celebrities. So they were able to come up, start a business, do something else. If I'm only looking at it from that, from a negative perspective, how am I going to empower the next generation? And I know you're going to say save yourself. Yes, I'm going to save myself. But in the meantime, you also taught us to be in service to others. So in me being in service to others, how am I convincing them that the nonsense game that they've been, think that they're being valued, they're really not, when they don't have anything else to look at?
I can answer your question. One, they're fucked. You need to not worry about it. Two, in service to others, I've also taught you what? Not to be the sacrifice seat. So if you are serving others, you are getting something out of the deal. That is the only service I have ever talked about and I will ever talk about in cosign. So if you're getting something out of the deal, take whatever it is that you're getting out of the deal and put it back into them in some way. If it were me, I would take them on a trip. I would take them to another city, another state. I would make them, it would be mandatory that they talk to a mentor that I had come in or that I had paid or to talk to them. I would, if it were me and that's what I was doing and I was not in the sacrifice seat in any way, then I would serve them by giving them an expanded awareness. You have to go after their air. If you do not go after their air element, again, like I said, the majority is fucked anyway. You're wasting your time. But you got to give them another image, an image that will tell the truth. That's how I got out. That's how Diddy got out. That's how all Oprah got out. That's how all of them got out. They went past the image. You are to take them past the image. 702,
hey.
And then I'm going to 605. Go ahead, 702.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, girly.
Okay. So one of the things I think the internet has done, it has exacerbated the illusions. You were talking earlier about how people get caught up in the glamour of the celebrities that they are that they're following and seeking to emulate that life, not really knowing what the whole journey looked like. And I think social media has created the illusion, or at least exacerbated the illusion, that it's easy to get there, because if you think, if they think it's just about how many people know them, so people count likes as access, they count, you know, how many followers you have as some form of access, the new popping bottles. So I've watched the nightclub scene change over the last 10 years to now it being, you know, who can buy a table and a $500 bottle to create the illusion of pseudo celebrity. And so social media, I think, has created the illusion that you're just like them, them meaning the Jay-Z's and the Oprah's. Even in the coaching space, people want to start out like Oprah is today, forgetting Oprah started with a 15-minute segment on a Baltimore local television channel. And so when you can buy your way into certain parties because you are seen as a quote-unquote influencer, like, it's a trip, especially living here in Vegas. People don't even understand, like, the celebrities that come here to the nightclubs, they might pay them $80,000 a night to come and make an appearance. They're in the room for 5 minutes. Well, now
yep.
I can snap pictures and say, I was at club so-and-so with Cardi B. Well, really, you weren't. really, you weren't. Cardi showed up at 3 o'clock. The club closed at 3:30. Y'all waited in line for 6 hours for her to show up for 5 minutes. But the illusion that is created has really mind-fucked people into believing they have that same level of success, that same level of access, that same level of celebrity without really the need to change any aspect of their lives. So like you were talking about, invest in your own personal development. Listening to Greer talking about Tony Robbins, the person that most people would say, you know, they call him the godfather of modern day personal development. Well, his ass has a coach.
Uh-huh.
He's making an investment in himself. You're looking at Diddy. You know, he has a coach. And it's interesting to me that it is a white person. And I wonder if that is, I wonder how much of that is, because as he looks around him for black male mentors, he's seeing so much of the same shit that he is.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? He's seeing so much of the same shit that he is, that he wants to escape, that he's having his own bullshit reflected back to him through those he would seek as black men who are mentors.
I agree. 615, your mic. Anybody else press star 1? If not, that's going to be us. And I just posted something. Listen. I'm not going to give the backstory, but listen to what I just posted. It speaks to the shit behind the scenes. 615.
Greetings. I just wanted to speak on two things. The first is that trafficking, you know, within our age demographic, they say that we share the most fake information on social media, not knowing. So a lot of times I see stuff and I'm like, who even knows if this shit is real? So I just kind of glance over it and don't pay much attention to it. And so when that sex trafficking story came out, for me, it felt like the whole Jessup thing all over again. I just was like, I'm not even going to get too caught up into it. I'm not going to share it just because of everything I'm working to create with my daughter. I just don't want to attach to that energy. So, but I rarely ever would share things like that to start with. And when I'm able to sit in the middle, which I do a lot more now, I can see when it's just, you know, it's just fiberglass. And I'm just like, why are people just, nothing about this is seeming right. But if I say that, then I'm a hater. And then after the truth comes out, I'm like, I knew it. But I couldn't actually speak on it because, again,
wow,
people would think, oh, she's crazy, you know,
Yeah. Until
the truth comes out. And you don't know if the truth is going to come out. I don't know that.
Right.
But thank you for discussing it this way because you helped me to really go just beyond the knowing, having that gift of knowing something's not right, to then going into the ether with it. Not just that something else is behind it, but let's try and figure out what is behind it. And like you said, sometimes you just really won't even know that backstory because there's so much going on. So I find that interesting. I'm really glad that gift is developing in me. And again, I'll probably still just keep shit to myself because, you know, the backlash and people just won't get it, you know. And the other thing I wanted to briefly speak about is that when you were talking about the image of things and how we can get stuck in just the image of it, one of the things that I appreciated about when we first started is you asked me, why do you want these things? Why do you want this life? Why do you want to develop these spiritual gifts? Because it has to be more than just that surface, that image, that you think you could be good at it, but what's the deeper meaning so that way that you can sustain it? And I appreciate that because I just imagine how many other level up teachers are just teaching just to be a part of the image, knowing that people aren't going to sustain it. They just want to get paid if they can get paid off of it. And maybe somebody will become successful, but that's not really the goal. And they're not trying to go deeper to help the person understand why it is that they're, you know, thinking that way or perceiving it that way or wanting those things, and then how to actually sustain it. So that's what I got.
Thank you, lady. And it's really unfortunate, too, because, like, we can see this shit, like, with Maya Campbell. We can see it with people that came in an industry and aren't there anymore. And I saw it in my own, in not just in, like, work and sales, because the sales, like, in insurance, it shifts out people so much. Because they come in it thinking, well, they're just getting ready to get these big checks. And then when you go in there and you see all the work that you have to do, like, I used to say it all the time, like, if you don't sell, you don't eat. Like, sales is not comfortable. You have to be the comfort if you're going to be in sales in any type of way. And not only that, you got to be the grounding. You got to be your emotional comfort and your physical grounding, because when you do get that big or whatever you're considering big for your sales commission, honey, when you ain't never had money like that, it's gone. It's gone. You buying a bunch of stuff that you don't damn trying to follow a lifestyle. You're not thinking at all that next sale might not come. You're not thinking at all that person may cancel that policy and go with another insurance company. You're not thinking that at all. You're high on the lifestyle you think people in sales have and the big check that you may get one or two times. You are not even thinking at all. And, again, I saw it in that life, but even in, like, this side, when folks think they're getting ready to come do some abracadabra type stuff and undo years of conditioning. Like, no, okay, we move some stuff in earth, but that and you get manifestations, you feel energy change, you shift out. That does not handle the other three elements.
that if you don't handle, you're going to bring back the same damn loop. It's amazing. And again, we can see it, and we can see it in the gestures too, especially with Maya Campbell. Like, the way the black community threw that girl up under the bus, like, as long as she was beautiful and pretty and men wanted to screw her, then it was fine. But as soon as she was a crack addict whore, then folks wanted to make, you know, fun of her. Like, we'll see all of this stuff, but still think that it's not going to happen to us. Still think that, well, they must have did something. Yeah, the same thing your ass going to damn do if you don't get that damn grounded in some wisdom, too. And, ladies, I live my life like that all the time. And it's a law of magic. If anything can go wrong, it will. I live my life like that all the time. To plan just in case. I don't live my life as a just in case. I'm a risk taker, but I plan as one. All right, ladies. Talk to y'all tomorrow.